Bridget McManus is here to talk about her new web series, Maybell, that premieres on telefilms.com on Sunday, December 13th, and give us her spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Bridget.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about your new web series, Maybell.
It's a love story about two Southern women that fell in love when they were young girls, and they had a full relationship, and they were out. And life has kind of taken them away from each other. One of them goes off and gets married and travels the world. The other one stays in the same town she grew up in and takes care of her fifth mother. And now at the beginning of this web series, the mother has passed away and the woman has returned to town with her husband. And they kind of rekindle, and you see what happens when two people are drawn together, when they're soulmates, but life doesn't allow them to be together easily.
What was your inspiration for creating it?
I am a hopeless romantic. I love seeing romantic dramas, but in my world, there's just not enough gay media. I mean, there's an amazing amount of gay media, but there's never enough for me. And so I decided to create some content that I wanted to see. I want to see a story where there are people that are out, and they are successful, and they are happy, and they are not struggling with their sexuality, but they might be struggling with other elements of their life. Because I think what sometimes people don't realize is gay people aren't just like, oh no, I'm in the closet, or oh no, people are against me. Like, they're just people living their lives, having regular issues like everybody else. So that's the story that I wanted to tell.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
I want to show a good example of lesbian relationships. And what I'm hoping for is that the more that I put out there, the more other people are going to put out there. Because I want to see as many series where women are happily in love as possible. So hopefully if I give a good example of this is what I want to see, someone will say, oh, wait a minute, I didn't look at it that way. Because my series, you know, is not just for gay people, it's for all people. It's about just connecting and soulmates. And I want young filmmakers or young people that are out, or anybody of any age, to watch these projects that Telefilm does, because they are kind of like the lesbian Netflix. And I want them to go, wow, I see my point of view, and I'm going to make a difference by being out myself or creating my own projects that are going to include a lot of LGBTQ characters.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
I think being out is one of the most important things that an LGBTQ person can do for civil rights. And obviously not everybody has the ability or feels safe enough to be out in their life, and I'm, you know, not directing anything to them, because I think everyone should come out in their own time whenever they feel good and safe and supported. But I think the more you're out, the more people realize, wait a minute, there's nothing wrong with people that that are different. My mind is always blown when people, they'll find out that I'm gay, and they find out I'm married, and then they almost, like, switch their tone of how they talk with me. Like, their voice goes to falsetto, like, well, that's nice, well, you're married to a woman. Like, it's kind of, like, alien thing. Being out is so important, because the more visibility we have, the more we let people know that we are here, we are not going anywhere. And I'm a stand-up comic, so I've done a lot of work all over the world. I was a correspondent for the 8th International Gay Games in Cologne, Germany. I hosted the 40th anniversary at Stonewall in New York. So I think doing as many gay events and representing and being visible is such an important thing to change the world.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
My dream is that there is no issue anymore, that we are always considered equal, every single person on this planet. You know, that's my idealistic, like, dream world, created equal, let's all be taken care of the same way. So just more and more and more LGBTQ media. I mean, in my dream world, what I want to see is I want to see a lesbian president of the United States of America. That's my dream. I want it not to be an issue that there's politicians that are gay or bisexual. I just want it to be, these are great people, these are people that are bettering the world, and that there's just more of us everywhere.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I would let these kids know that they are not alone, and there are definitely people that want to help them, and that they are part of a family. Sometimes, you know, children that are growing up, they feel like their family or friends ostracize them and they don't accept them. And I think that's why in the LGBTQ community, we talk about family. We're each other's family. And so what's great about places like the Trevor Project or any gay suicide hotlines is they allow people that are in pain to know that there are others out there like them, and they are not alone, and they have to just hold on tight and wait and find their community, you know. And what's great these days is that you can go online and find the community. Growing up, for me, I wasn't an internet kid. I didn't have a computer. So to know that there are other gay people in Massachusetts where I grew up would have just been such a joy, and I wouldn't have felt so alone. So I would just tell those people that they are wonderful exactly as they are, and they should hold tight because the cavalry is coming.
How can people get information about your new web series?
My new series is on telofilms.com, and I'm promoting it nonstop on my personal website and my Facebook and my Twitter and Instagram, which is all just /Bridget McManus. And I'm constantly posting on it. Every day I'm putting up new stills from the series. So it's going to be released every Sunday after the 13th. So we have 6 episodes, December 13th, and then the following Sunday is episode 2, and continue on that. And there's a feature film version of Maybell that's coming up that I'm working on right now. So it's all going to be mentioned on my website, BridgetMcManus.com, and on all my social media sites.
What other projects are you working on?
Well, like I said, I'm writing the feature film of Maybell, and I have a comedy special that is going to be released on Telefilms in 2016, and I'm working on another feature film. It is an ensemble comedy about 5 women. That's all I can say about it, but it's going to be a good time.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Really, I wish that Lana Wachowski would ask me to star in her next project. But, I think what I want people to ask me is kind of like what else I'm doing in my career. I'm a warm-up comic for a lot of different talk shows and late-night shows like Last Comic Standing. Actually, I was the warm-up comic and sidekick for the Queen Latifah show for the first 2 seasons of the show before it ended. And I just want to give a little love to my former boss, the amazing Queen Latifah. She's actually starring as the Wizard of Oz in The Wiz coming up this holiday season. So she's amazing, and I think that when you get to work with a fantastic female, you've got to give them a shout-out about that because she was one of the best bosses I've ever, ever worked with.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Live every week like a shark week. Absolutely. And it just reminds me that we don't have to wait to change. We don't have to wait to lose weight. We don't have to wait to get the perfect job or to fall in love to enjoy our lives. We are exactly where we're supposed to be right now, so live in the moment, and if you want something to change, then we got to change it ourselves. So I think that part of the whole live every week like it's Shark Week or be in the moment is about feeling good immediately and not having to make your life look like you think it's going to look. Because no matter what you planned for yourself, that I'm going to win an Oscar by the time I'm 25, or maybe on Broadway, or I'm going to, you know, go to Italy and fall in love. Whatever you think is going to happen in your life is not going to happen the way that you plan it's going to happen. And that's okay because it's not supposed to. I think if we let go of the idea that everything has to be perfect and if something bad happens, we deserve it and we're bad people and it shouldn't have happened that way, you know, let go of ideas and just deal with whatever's happening and be excited. And if something's not working out the way you want it to, then you make that shift yourself. I think it's more empowering to be like, I'm going to do something rather than like, why did this happen to me? So I think when I joke about, you know, Shark Week, it's being excited and finding the silver lining.